I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Sedano and LZ hanging out with you today. Mama Momo with us on a Wednesday. It's time for What You Need to Know. The NBA games are going on today, and as we speak, we have one in action at halftime. The Miami Heat lead the Milwaukee Bucks again, 66-60. Miami has a 1-0 lead in that series. LZ, if they go down 0-2, how much trouble do you think the Bucks are in?
They're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah,
the Bucks will be in a lot of trouble if they lose this game. But something interesting happened. Giannis got his third foul before the half. They were down double digits. The Bucks have trimmed the lead down to 6, to your point. Is it possible that the Heat were built to beat Giannis and not the actual Bucks?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, I just think that sometimes
I'm trying to make things interesting.
Yeah, I think sometimes just get, other guys can get hot. Eric Bledsoe, is back in this game. That's going to help them. But I do think, Momo, I'll ask you, I just think that sometimes they're just bad matchups. And historically in the NBA, we've seen where role players play worse on the road. Well, now in the bubble, there is no road. You know what I mean? Like, there's no home, but there's no road either. So I feel like we're going to potentially see some upsets. And this one could be one of those situations.
Also, don't forget, everybody had 4 months to study tape and come up with ideas on how to stop the Bucks or every other team in this league. Right? I was thinking, what were coaches doing for 4 months? They were watching tape of the contenders that they were going to have to try to shut down. So you give Eric Spoelstra and his staff 4 months to get, because they had a pretty good idea they were going to end up in this 4-5 game, and then in the second round against the Bucks, like. They've had a lot of time to come up with this of how they're stopping them.
And by the way, check out Momo's story up on ESPN.com and the ESPN app and on her Twitter page. She did a deep dive on Duncan Robinson, the best catch and shoot 3-point shooter in the league. Historically now, after this season, he had the single season record breaking Klay Thompson's record. It's a good story, so you should check it out. Next, a U.S. Open update. LZ, what's the big story today out in Flushing?
I would still say it's probably Serena's victory because she moved into first place and overall wins at the U.S. Open, passing Chrissy Evert, who she was tied with. She keeps checking off little marks in terms of history. Obviously, the big one is tying the all-time record for most majors. And if she does that this year, then she would do that. But just, she's outstanding athlete. And those who are rolling their eyes right now going, hey, you're talking about tennis. It's like, no, once an athlete reaches this level, I'm not talking about tennis. I'm just talking about greatness.
What about the men's side? Like, who is the favorite right now, LZ? Is it Joker still? Yeah.
It's Joker. It's Joker.
I tried watching some of that tennis guy with the no fans. They haven't quite figured out the no fans thing as well as the NBA has. I need some more virtual fans. Kind of weird.
Yeah. Can we get virtual fans, LZ?
They have like a few.
They
that's weird.
They could, but I tell you what is really cool. It's now because there aren't any fans. You're seeing the players actually sit in the seats to watch each other play, which they could never do before because they were completely filled with fans. Mm-hmm. But like with Andy Murray, 4-hour match, the whole stadium was filled with all these players who just wanted to watch Andy play. And I thought that was pretty cool. Kind of like what you see in the NBA where the guys, particularly during the bubble games, were just hanging out watching other teams play. You're seeing that in tennis, and I thought that was cool.
Next, we have Vince Scully is new to Twitter.
Yay!
How excited are you, LZ, that Vince Scully is on Twitter?
I am very, very excited about it because I get the feeling he's going to be like hot tea and honey on a cold winter night. Like every single time he tweets, it's just going to, man. He's not going to go up cold.
Oh, LZ, I think we're losing you there real quick. Momo, what were your thoughts on Vin?
If anybody trolls Vin Scully. If anybody says anything mean to Vin Scully, we're going to find you. We're going to expose you, and we're going to find you. Nobody, if anyone can make Twitter a nicer place, it's Vin Scully. And I don't want to see any hate. I don't want to see any jokes. I don't want to see any hate. Nothing. Just it's Vin Scully. Let him
what
be
kind Vin. Of what kind of advice would you have for Vin Scully?
Well, I tweeted something at him. I said, Vin, if you're wondering why everyone is tweeting pictures of goats at you, that's actually a compliment in social media. Like, that's what everybody's been doing. I think the advice I have is, like, he wants to engage with fans, and he's doing it with these, like, cute little videos and stuff, but I don't know. The part of me is, like, don't engage with the fans too much.
Right, because right.
Sometimes right. you're just talking to eggs, and people are going to be like trying to troll him or bait get him to say bait stuff. Him into something. Yeah, yeah. You know, just watch Dodger games with it. Just watch the Dodger game and live tweet the game, Vin.
Right,
you know, just stuff like that.
That would work.
Yeah, would no work. Politics, no, nothing controversial.
LZ, any advice for Vin on Twitter?
Yes, post and walk away.
Yeah,
just post and walk away. Yeah. Like, don't even walk away. Post and throw your phone to the other side of the room so you're not getting obsessed with what the responses will be.
Yeah. It's like funny. Joel Embiid right now. He's like live tweeting this Heat game with like all kinds of shade. All kinds of shade coming from Joel Embiid right now.
He is. He tweeted, I'm really not happier. I'm still unhappy. And then he wrote, and then he tweeted like 5 minutes later, it was about the Mountain Dew commercial. It was the line
right.
from his Mountain Dew commercial. And everyone all of a sudden was like, uh-oh, what is he saying? You know, like. But he, you got to be careful. Got to be careful. Greg, what advice do you have for the great Vin Scully on Twitter?
Just be yourself. Do exactly what you did. Make a video, just being nice and kind and using the words that you love to use so well when you were on the air. So please, just like that. That was perfect.
Laura?
The same thing Greg said. Just be you, which he's already great at. So
yes.
That's it.
Yes. I mean, we all know that people will give you grief no matter what. Laura's getting grief because she did not know Mexican Independence Day. But
girl.
It's okay.
Hey, I was
no,
born
it's
here.
Not.
Yes, it is. My parents are from there.
No,
I was
it's
born
not.
Here. I got my Mexican card
care.
Revoked like four times by George already. I'm like, whatever. No.
Not me, George.
No.
Jorge.
Sorry. Jorge. Yes.
Yes, yes. All right, that's what you need to know. If you have advice for Vin on Twitter, feel free to hit us up at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Game 7 tonight, Rockets Thunder. The first game between the Heat and Bucks are at the half, as you heard us say there, so that game is coming up in about an hour and change. We'll keep you up to date on the beginning of that game as well. Who do you want to win and why? 877-710-ESPN. Let's go to the phones. We have people holding on patiently. Let's go to Ruben in the OC to kick it off. Ruben, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Happy birthday. First of all, Sedano.
Thank
love you.
Love you,
LZ, and legendary Momo. It's good to hear your voice. Happy hump day. First off, I want to go ahead and have OKC win for two reasons. One, I want everybody to really understand that Harden is the same Harden we've seen in the postseason. Constantly crushing under the pressure when it comes to games 4, 5, 6, and 7. Okay. And secondly, the whole trade that was supposed to go down between Paul and the Lakers did not happen. Maybe he has a little bit of vengeance, a little bit of anger in him. He's going to play a little bit harder against the Lakers. And plus, it would be a better and easier matchup for the Lakers against OKC, if we're going to be honest. And last but not least, I want to say one more thing. When it comes to remakes of movies and paying homage to Mexican culture, Hispanic culture, I think it'd be great if they made a remake of Selena. I don't know who would play Selena, but I think that's
Woo!
A great remake.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
There you go.
Oh, wait. Laura says
there
no. Laura, go wide. Thank you for the
no.
call, buddy. Appreciate it. Why, Laura?
No. Okay, I love J-Lo in Selena, and I know
she
a lot of
great.
People were mad because she's not Mexican.
She's not
I
Mexican.
Like, I don't
she's
care. She's Latina. She
was
killed
good.
It.
Yeah.
So I think it's, you know, some movies you shouldn't touch, and I think that one was just done so greatly that it should just be left as is. That's my opinion.
What?
It was good. Bitty, bitty, bop, bop.
It
was a really good
movie. You wouldn't
want
to see her. You don't want to see a remake with, like, Zendaya or something?
Oh. Zendaya?
No.
Yeah.
You were just saying that the J-Lo was Puerto Rican.
She is Puerto Rican.
I know, and you were lamenting that as a thing.
I still am, but if we're just not going to care, then let's not care. Let's just open it up.
Oh.
Does Zendaya even speak Spanish?
Do you need to?
I mean, she's got to sing in Spanish.
She's a pro. She's talented.
She is very, for sure. My daughter loves the movie that she did
Euphoria?
With Hugh Jackman, the Ringling Brothers movie?
Oh, The Greatest Showman.
Greatest Showman.
The
My greatest daughter showman. Loves that movie. Yes.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
It's a good movie. Yeah. So yeah. Why not Zendaya?
That Serena movie was good, though. Like, and it wasn't that long ago, right? I feel like that was maybe...
It was a while ago.
Oh,
it was J-Lo's first movie, so it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was a breakthrough role for her.
I love that movie.
We're getting old. Dang. Yeah, you know when you're like, oh, that wasn't that long ago? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was old.
I was 18 when that came out. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Let's go to Jason and Downey. What's up, Jay?
Felicidades, Jorge.
Gracias.
So, as a Kuzma believer and stan, there was one fateful night in January where the boy went off. So I am hoping we get OKC the next round because maybe that'll kick something off in his head that, hey, I remember balling out against these guys, and maybe he'll finally get in the promised land that I've been hoping he would again become the third leading scorer. And if we're talking about remakes of old cartoons, we got to go to Pinocchio and Mr. Toad's Wild Ride because I could just imagine
ooh,
what these
ooh, I am liking now. That Pinocchio call. That is good.
Huh. Yeah, I like Pinocchio. That's a
that's
good one.
Different. That's a different good. Kind of call right there. I like that. You could do like,
yeah, it
what
is.
If you did like Johnny Depp is in Pinocchio or
oh,
something.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Depp is good in any of those kind of situations. Thank you, Jay.
Johnny Depp. I like that. Johnny Depp and then Pinocchio, Tom Holland. How's that?
Okay. I like it. I feel it. I feel it. Let's cast it. Let's get it done.
So you want like kids on an island smoking cigarettes and drinking beers in real life? I mean, that's what Pinocchio is all about.
I mean
they're doing it in real life now.
I mean, they, right, yeah, kind I of mean, are. I mean, well, we could just make it 2020 and have them vaping. You know what I'm saying?
So,
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Frank is next. Frank, what's up? Clipper Frank? Is that what it is? Clipper Frank?
No. This is Frank from East L.A.
Frank from East L.A. My apologies. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, we're happy birthday, Jorge.
Gracias.
Oh. I've been wanting to say this for a minute, but the Clippers are some spoiled brats. Let's just look at what they've done in the last 3 weeks. Call Luca a blank, blank white boy. Beverly told Michelle Roberts, like, basically, I pay your salary, sexist, misogynistic. Right, and now this whole beef with Marcus Morris, whatever he did, and everybody's going to give him a pass in this because folks just want the Clippers to excel and beat the Lakers because there's just a lot of haters right now. But you know, this is LA, the Lakers station, so I'm just going to say how it is. They're some spoiled brats, you know, and nobody's going to call them out on their BS right now. And I agree with that other call with Laura. No remake of Selena. J-Lo did a perfect job. And you're not going to find cholos nowadays that are going to actually say with an authentic accent, anything for Selena.
Frank, man, thank you, brother.
I'm good.
Have a
good
great
call,
day.
Man.
Stay healthy, stay safe. Let's go to Edwin in Northridge. Edwin, I heard there's a heat wave coming. It's going to be 115 in the valley
this
weekend.
What?
It's going to be horrible this weekend, and I work outside, outdoors.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but I just want to chime in on the Clippers being portrayed by you guys as the villains of the bubble. First of all, I'm a Clippers-Chargers fan.
Okay.
My two teams aren't hated by anybody. They don't produce hate. They're just not hateable teams. You can't hate a team that hasn't won a title and, you know, hasn't done a whole lot. Nobody hates much. But you guys said that the Clippers just aren't known enough or something along those lines. But everybody knows Kawhi Leonard. Everybody knows PG-13.
That's not what I said.
Everybody knows Lou Williams.
It's not what I said.
Hold on. Let LZ respond.
Famous. I didn't say they weren't famous. I didn't say they weren't known. I said that they weren't widely hated.
Nobody on that team is widely hated. Well, maybe Pat Bev by Lakers fans and by some others, but the team is not hated. Nobody hates the Clippers.
That's my point. That's what I said. That's why I said they weren't villains. Why are you yelling at me? You're agreeing with me.
Look, my mom used to have this saying that the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. Okay?
Yes.
It's indifference. So, like, you know, you have this sort of, they have to make you care about them. That's why I said it might need to be a Zaza Pachulia thing where somebody gets hurt. Like, right. you know who else hates Patrick Beverly? Oklahoma City Thunder fans, because yes, he fell Russell. Into Russell Westbrook's knee. Like, mm-hmm. That's why he started getting that
did rep. He?
Yeah. Did he? Dove. Did he dove into his knee. It wasn't just a fall.
Did he fall? I was going to say, did he?
It was more of a dive. Yeah.
By the way, I have some breaking news. I have some breaking news.
What?
Apparently, Selena did not speak Spanish, which means Zendaya is perfect.
Yeah, what? But she sang in Spanish.
Yeah.
Hold up. You're right. She wasn't great, but she really tried. She was always saying how her she would get a lot of heat for that because her parents were Mexican-American. She was second generation, which it happens a lot, LZ, with multiple generations in. They don't speak Spanish. But no, I at least want a Latina to play the role. And that's why J-Lo worked, because her Spanish is very broken. So she didn't really have to try hard to portray her, because that's how Selena spoke.
Yeah. I did see that J-Lo movie, the recent one, the one that was the stripper movie that was nominated for an Oscar.
Hustlers.
Yeah. Hustlers. It was good. It was good.
Yeah. She spoke very good Spanish in that movie.
There was no Spanish in that movie.
Well, her body was talking. Whatever her body was saying, it was really fluent.
It was. There was no question about that. Yes, I will give you that. Let's go to Peter in Anaheim. Peter, how are you? Peter.
Your time to shine.
Twice.
Peter.
Gone. Antonio in Los Angeles. Antonio. Once, twice, gone. Lenny in Inglewood.
Hey, what's happening? Listen, I'm LZ Grandison. I want you to answer this because you were balling. You know what's happening. And you do too, George. But let me just tell you this. I'm a Clippers fan all through and through. But if Boris is not re-signed by the Clippers next year, who the hell do you think going to pick him up?
If who's not re-signed?
Lakers.
No. He's going right to Dallas because that's what Cuban wants. He wants tough nose to protect Luka. Okay, so y'all hate him now because he's not one of y'all. But
No. I don't hate him. LZ I actually defended Marcus Morris on Mason in Ireland during crosstalk the other day. We said that's a playoff foul, man. That's enough.
Okay. Good looking, George. Good looking. All right. Yeah. All right, man. I'm good. I'm doing a good job. Thanks.
All right, Lenny. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I Momo, did you think that was like?
I thought it was all right. I thought it was all right. It was like an 80s Pistons foul.
Yeah,
like,
but he got ball right. first, got ball. And then the follow through was what you know, was whatever. But
yeah, it was a hard foul. It could have hurt him, but Luka's big boy, you know, so he didn't just get knocked over. He was okay.
He flopped a little bit, too.
He flopped a little bit, you know. By the way, the guy the Mavs are going to sign away from the Clippers is Montrez. That's the one the Clippers need to worry about.
Uh-oh. I mean, there you go. Put it on the scroll. Mama Momo says Trez to the Mavs.
Look, Trez is going to be one of the best free agents this summer. And, you know, I know Mark is the same thing, but, like, both those guys are going to be in demand. I don't know. This is going to be a good free agent year at all for anyone because of the pandemic.
Right.
But if this, I think the latest thinking is the salary cap is the owners are going to try to keep it like exactly what it was this year. In other words, it's not going to actually reflect how much they made. They're just going to keep the salary cap the same. So nobody has to pay luxury tax more so, or they don't want to have it drop because of the pandemic. Right.
Yeah.
But it just means that it's also not going to go up. So teams are going to be pretty frugal with the dollars this year because they're losing money all over the place.
Is Trez going to be open to taking? Is he going to be open to taking tier two money? Mm. He's probably going to have his eyesights on tier one money.
Yeah, it's going to be a big question for a lot of these guys, like Gallinari. That's another one. You know, a lot of guys who thought they were in line for a big payday. They don't want to hear, we can't give you that kind of contract because of COVID. They don't want to hear it.
Yeah, but I do think the salary cap is
it's China and everything else.
Yeah, the salary cap is going to go down, so I think that's going to be a challenge too potentially. But 877-710-ESPN. Who do you want at Game 7 tonight? Rockets Thunder. Who do you want and why? who is the opponent you want for the Lakers and why? 877-710-ESPN. Coming up next, I'm going to ask you and Momo, LZ, who would you rather have in a Game 7? Chris Paul, James Harden, or Russell Westbrook? I'm going to ask you, who's got the most pressure tonight, two of those three? We'll get into all that coming up in just a second. We are back in 2.5 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, thank you, Chris. That was very heartwarming. I appreciate it.
Yes.
That's such an embarrassing cut for you, Greg.
Greg took a beating yesterday, I feel like.
Wait till you see the poll results.
What were the poll results, Izzy?
Well, my friend, the question was, do you think at Bergman Greg has rhythm? 23% said yes.
Wow, 23.
23. That's high.
Yes. 77% said hail to the gnaw.
Laura, what happened there? I thought Greg was going to dance in studio today.
Yeah, I came in, well, not early, but I came in on time. And I was like, yo, I'm about to put some merengue, some bachata for you. He goes, not today. It's not a good day.
Not a good day. Bergman, like, not a good day?
No, not a good day. Today's not the day to be doing that dance. You guys got a great show going on. I love that Momo's here, and you guys are having a good time. So I think that's more important than anything that I'm doing in the studio.
We have another show tomorrow, so there is that. You know, you can only weasel away for so long.
80% of the...
Excuse
us. 80% of the country don't believe you can dance, Greg. How does that make you feel?
It means that 80% of the country is wrong.
Oh!
I saw the videos.
The videos don't do any justice whatsoever.
Okay. Wait, did you do like a selfie video of you dancing?
We don't need to do any of this anymore.
Momo, we can send it to you.
So it's all about who's going to play the Lakers tonight? What's that going to happen?
Uh-huh. Who's going to play the Lakers? Who do you want and why? 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-3776. This game between the Bucks and Heat is getting really physical, and I love it. This is what it's kind of like. I love yesterday's game too.
Yeah,
yesterday's game was like 90s basketball all over again between the Jazz and the Nuggets. I know people don't, maybe not everyone loved that, but I thought it was, the theater of it was fantastic, even though maybe the offense was sloppy.
60-62 the whole game.
I loved it. LZ, did you love it? I felt like you would love that too.
I didn't love it because it wasn't about the defense as much as it was about just bad shooting.
Right.
You know, Jamal got hurt early, though it didn't look like he was going to have a great night anyway, but then the thigh injury just made it worse.
Right.
No one could really make a bucket. And then I almost jumped off my balcony onto the street because when they went for the layup at the end of the game,
I was like,
do you not understand how this game is played?
That was crazy.
Do you not know how to win? That was so crazy.
I yelled so loud when he went for that layup. I was in the other room because Nevin was watching Daniel at the time. Nevin came running in the room like, are you okay? And I was like, oh, no, it was just the end of that game. Yeah, he was like, oh, my God, I thought you hurt yourself or what?
Have you seen anything so stupid?
No,
so
it was pretty
stupid.
I don't like calling players stupid, but I'm just like, that is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen a professional athlete do in that moment. Like, the game is won, and you're like, no. I want to snatch defeat from this, not victory.
Yeah. It wasn't JR-esque, but I mean, it still was very
dumb. Yeah. It's up there.
I would say it's very dumb still, yes. It wasn't J.R. Smith dumb, but it wasn't great, that's for sure. All right, I'm asking you the question. Actually, I'm going to narrow this down because I don't even want to include Russell Westbrook in this conversation yet. Who would you rather have in Game 7 right now, Chris Paul or James Harden, LZ?
In this series or just in general?
Tonight, you have to pick one man that you think can come through in
CP3.
Game 7.
Give me Chris Paul.
Okay. So you think they're winning, the Thunder?
Well, that's a different question.
Okay, no.
You asked who would I rather have.
Okay. So you'd rather have Chris, but you don't think that the Thunder are necessarily winning.
I think the Rockets are going to win, but I love the way that Chris Paul, not Westbrook, not Harden, not no coaches, no one else has owned this series the way that Chris Paul has. He's owned the narrative. He's owned the biggest moments. He's the best story. If this is a Chris Paul series, and the fact that it's seven, put it this way, he won't be going for a layup if he's up with like 10 seconds left.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I will also say I would prefer to have Chris Paul on my team, but I think Houston wins it. Houston should be winning. It should already be over. Like, Houston's a better team. They have more talent. But I'll go back to something. This is somebody, you know, this is something. Oh, I don't want to identify this person. Okay.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Okay.
former player for Mike D'Antoni said to me once, you know, Mike is a really good coach, great with the X's and O's, but he's got to have a great locker room leader, because in terms of like confrontation, in terms of just controlling that locker room, really leans a lot on whoever the leader of that locker room is. In Phoenix, that was Steve Nash. Mm-hmm. So they were good.
Right.
In other places, hasn't been as good.
Right.
And I think you look at what's going on in Houston right now, it should be James Harden's team, but I don't know if it is. I think Russ might be the alpha in that locker room.
Yeah.
I think you see that reflected on the court. You saw that the other night when, like, why does Russ have the ball there? Like, at the end of the game, why is that Russ? That should be James.
Right. James not even fighting through screens. James is walking up the floor. Yeah. It was bad.
What's going on?
Yeah.
I mean, you just see plays like that, and it's indicative of something else going on.
Yeah, I agree. I think that generally is the way these things play out. Now, let me ask you this. Do you believe, Momo, no matter what happens, the Rockets, I don't think they're going to win. I think they may win tonight, but they may not win this the way they're supposed to win. What kind of change do you expect? Like, we know D'Antoni is probably out, right? Like, that seems fairly obvious. There's already – Woj's already talking about him in Indiana, right? Like, but do you think, like, personnel-wise, we have to see changes here?
I mean, here's what's so weird about this. Like, theoretically, yes. Like, everything they did this year was to go all in on this year. They just went all in, small ball forever. Let's – you know, it's like Thelma and Louise style, right? We're going to trade away everybody over 6'8". Okay, we're just going to go small ball. But how are they going to change this team around?
Like, not unless a lot you're of maneuverability.
Yeah, like what? I mean, yeah, you can change some of the parts. But unless you're – are you going to keep building around James? Are you going to keep Russ? If you're not going to keep one of those guys, then what are you doing? You're just totally overhauling it. Are you going to get a whole – if you're going to bring in, like, let's say Ty Lue or something. Okay, he's not going to run the system that D'Antoni ran.
Right.
So why do you have that personnel if you're going to have a whole other system that doesn't fit anymore? So part of me says, yeah, they'll tear it all down. It'll be everybody be out. And part of me says, I don't know if they even can.
Right. Let's go to the phones. 877. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Care. I don't even care. I don't care. All I really care about is making sure that main players' legs are as fresh as possible for the series in the Western Conference Final. Because neither one of these teams tonight are going to beat the Lakers. But Houston will require more effort, more energy on the perimeter, running around, chasing guys.
No question.
So I would much rather they face OKC so they can conserve energy.
Right.
However, at the end of the day, it's about making sure you can move past this team so that you're as fresh as possible for the Clippers.
Yeah, I mean, the Rockets are clearly the stiffer challenge. I don't think there's any question for the Lakers. Let's go to Brian in Valencia. Brian, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know what? It's CP3 all the way, and we're going to OKC the Lakers in the next series, without a doubt.
Okay.
Here's why. Right. CP3, to me, if you think about it, he's kind of like the Russell Wilson of basketball. And he's a great quarterback, and he brings out the best in the players that he has to work with. I mean, look at the guys that Russell Wilson's been throwing to all these years, right? Undrafted, free agent, whoever they are, right?
And here's what I would say to that, Brian, and thank you for the call. And, you know, I feel like we all understand this. The guys have to buy into Chris because his bedside manner doesn't always play well with everyone else, particularly other stars. And I think he's on a team without any other stars, and I think that helps, right?
Well, it certainly helps that out of everyone in that locker room, he is the Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
You know, so even before he opens his mouth and you start talking about the way that he carries himself, he's the one with all the gravitas. So he's going to have their attention anyway. And the way that he was traded made it appear as if he was washed up, which I didn't think he was washed up in Houston. I didn't think he was washed up at all. Obviously, he wasn't the guy who was finished second in MVP voting like 10 years ago or whatever the hell it was. But he's still, you know, a top five point guard in this league. So I really felt as if he walked in the best baller, but also walked in as the Hall of Famer. And that right away commanded respect.
I mean, the other thing, too, is that Chris Paul takes over for Russell Westbrook. So you're talking about a bunch of guys with like post-traumatic Russell Westbrook syndrome, right? I mean, this is like they had a pretty domineering leader in that locker room before that. So like Chris Paul, I mean, I don't know if I would describe him like comparatively to Russell Westbrook in terms of how they lead, but they're both guys that you kind of have to fall in line and listen to. Like that wasn't a shock to Oklahoma City system.
Yeah. All right. We'll take more calls at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Coming up next, there's some chatter about a superstar and the next team he may be a part of. We'll tell you who, what, when, where, and why in just a moment.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tanano and LZ, Mama Momo hanging out today, as she does every Wednesday. Don't forget, streaming September 4th, Disney's new movie Mulan, available to Disney Plus subscribers who unlock their premiere access. By the way, Giannis Antetokounmpo and company are in a battle. It is 83-78 Heat with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. We'll keep you up to date on what's going on there. Obviously, Rockets and Thunder, as we've been talking a lot, because the Lakers will face one of them. We'll start in about 45 minutes or so, so we'll keep you up to date as that game is going on as well. Before I get to this story about a star and the talk surrounding his free agency brewing, and that star is Giannis, so we'll get to that in a second. I want to tell you, I saw a story yesterday, LZ and I didn't get to it, and it was about the most searched desserts in every state. And Momo, I want to ask you, what do you think the state, LZ already knows the answer to this, so I'm going to go to you first. Even though we didn't do it on the air, what do you think is the most searched dessert in California?
Most searched dessert in California.
Yeah, like something you'd get at a restaurant.
Something you'd get at a it's probably that, like a pizookie or something, right?
No. No.
No,
Laura, did you know? Did you hear me when I said it yesterday or no?
No, I didn't.
All right, take a guess.
I'm going to go with cheesecake.
No. Greg, do you want to take a guess?
Girl.
Creme brulee?
No. It's lemon bars.
Lemon bars?
Gross.
Ew.
I don't even know anyone that likes that. Yeah.
I like lemon bars.
They're good. Yeah. They are good.
I have a friend who, listen, I have a friend who makes these lemon bars, and she used to just... It's like she's like a baker, so she's like my husband's friend, and she would like, you know, bake stuff all the time, and he would bring these things home, and I was like, honey, these things are so good, and I don't like that she makes these for you. I know this is your friend and everything, but these are so good. Like, she's got to have something else in mind. Like, to be baking you these lemon bars.
You know what's so funny, girl? I was just thinking, I was like, oh, so you let your husband just hang out with chefs and bakers and stuff?
That's what I'm saying. But then I was like, I don't want her to send him away because the lemon bars are so good. So maybe she's after my, I don't know, but the lemon bars are so good.
Well, How long have they been friends? How long have they been friends?
Oh, this is going to get even worse. They used to date.
Oh, it was like no!
I know.
Oh, girl, know. What you doing? What you doing, girl?
But the lemon bars are good. And look, I got the ring. We're already good, you know? I mean, it's solid. And she bakes other things, ring. Too. Yeah, she bakes other things, too. It's like she's just a baker. Like, it's just a thing. I mean, sort of secure, Laura. Not as secure. I'll tell you, I did bring it up. I was like, these are so good. There's no way this is just like for
is
fun.
Is she single? Is she single now?
Uh-huh.
Ramona.
I know. No. Girl. I got to be confident. I got to be self-confident.
Uh-oh. We got a bad injury.
Andre Iguodala. You don't need to be confident. You need to go beat somebody.
It's an interesting choice, right? Like they're so good. Everything she makes is so good. And yet you're like, ooh, is she trying to weasel in there? Okay. You know, like, is that a threat?
All right, so here's the big question.
Yeah.
Why did they stop seeing each other?
I think he broke it off. I think it was, and it was a short-lived relationship anyway. It was not like a big, it was like maybe like 3 dates. Realized they were
Sounds
better
like
off
a
as
poll
friends.
Question to me. Sounds like a poll question to me.
Oh man! It was like when I first started doing. I was like, no more baking, no more baked goods. No, I'm gonna put a kibosh on that. And he was like, but they're so good. And I was like, I know they are good. And after a while, I just kind of allowed it. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, Andre Iguodala looks like bad ankle sprain there. He stepped on Kyle Korver's foot coming down on a 3-point shot.
And it might be one of those fouls that they call because you're supposed to have area to land in.
Yeah. He is grimacing. I don't know if he's going to be able to take the free throws. And if that's the case, Milwaukee gets to pick who shoots the free throws.
Mm.
That's how that rule works.
Yeah.
That's like a strange
You're gonna get
rule.
Get Haslam to come up.
Hey, you know what, LZ?
Can shoot.
You know what this game could help me with? You know what this show can help me with? We should find a man who would date her, right?
Yeah.
We should find someone for
She makes
her.
Lemon bars, though. I don't like lemon
and
bars.
So many other
we have to
good
find
things.
A lemon bar lover.
Brownies, Listen, jellies, jams, like such a good baker.
I'm willing to give it a try if she's going to make me some cheesecake. If she's going to make a pumpkin cheesecake, I'll give it a whirl.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but lemon bars, I feel like am I going to end up having to do this again where this is a this is a cultural thing where the two white folk on the show like lemon bars and everyone else who's not white doesn't like lemon bars?
Mm.
We're also both Jewish, I don't know. There might be a little bit in that there too.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I'm not as familiar with that aspect of it, but perhaps you're right.
No, I used to date a bunch of Jewish guys and none of them were craving lemon bars when we were
No, you know what it is? It could be a Jewish thing too, because you know what Jews like? We have there's a dessert that Jews do. It's called arugula. Have you ever had arugula?
No.
It's kind of like a lemon.
Like a salad?
No, it sounds like that, but without the A. Think about it like a salad, but like without the A in front. Lemon bar, except for it's instead of lemon, sometimes it's like raspberry, blueberry, those kind of things. Like a lot of like the desserts we have are like that. So maybe that is a Jewish thing, Greg. I don't know. I think you just haven't had a really good lemon bar.
Karen Kay also loves lemon bars. She's also white. Not Jewish. Not Jewish.
Okay,
Irish.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. I feel like we're going to have to open it up to the phones. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Who do you want in the OKC Rockets game if you're a Lakers fan? Also, do you like lemon bars and what is your ethnic background is the way I would describe it, or perhaps even religious background. Feel free to let us know. 877.
Yeah, and if you want to just tweet me and say that you want me to maybe consider you to set you up with my husband's ex who bakes really good things.
We got you there too.
Tell me. But I need like no weirdos, okay?
Yeah, we got
She's a very nice girl.
We got you there too. all right, so we'll get to that. We never got to the Giannis stuff and the story that's brewing about him and his free agency. We will do that as well. Plus, we've got some Dodger news to pass your way, so stick around. We're going to be back in 2 minutes.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal. Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Yeah, yep. Sedano and LZ with you here on 710 ESPN. Mama Momo hanging out on Wednesdays. She's with us as well. Don't forget, streaming September 4th, Disney's new movie Mulan, available to Disney Plus subscribers who unlock their premiere access. We were talking earlier about Disney movies that should get the live-action treatment like Mulan and like The Lion King. Feel free to add those at 877-710-ESPN. I feel like David Blaine was trying to do an up sequel today. Did you see that, LZ and Momo? Did you see that, LZ?
Ooh, no.
That was scary. I was like, bruh, what you doing?
So for those that don't know, David Blaine went up like 9,000 feet with a bunch of helium balloons and then put on a parachute while up in the air 9,000 feet and then eventually came down. He's a crazy person. Like, you couldn't pay me any amount of money to try that.
That's kind of like his thing, though, right? That's, you know.
Yeah, he's an illusionist, a magician, right? Yeah, yeah. Daredevil. Yes, all of it.
It's like there's this other guy's name is Alex Honnold. Have you heard of this guy?
No.
He does. He's the rock climber. And his specialty is free climbs, like, so without the ropes.
Right.
And they made a whole, like, documentary about him and won an Oscar, and then there's been all a bunch of stories. But the whole thing with people like that is, like, they have to top themselves. Like, okay, I did Half Dome without any ropes, or I did whatever David Blaine did. And then the next thing you do has to be harder and scarier. Otherwise, you're, like, not aspiring to anything. And then at one point, you just do something that's just a little too hard, and you die. Like, that's usually how that story ends.
Yeah, usually it doesn't work out so well.
Right?
It does not work out so well. But that definitely – I mean, what if a flock of seagulls have come by?
Dang.
You mean like the ones that sang Iran? Iran so far away? Like those flock of seagulls? You mean like real seagulls? No.
Exactly. Like real seagulls or birds or something. And he's like up there with balloons.
Yeah, that would be kind of wild. Certainly not the thing that you would look, man, I'm not like terrified of heights, but I respect heights, okay? Yeah. So I ain't going up in no balloon. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't care if I got a parachute or not. It ain't happening. And well, he put it on while he was 9,000 feet up. Like, that was the crazy part. He's holding on by one with one hand, and then he's got the parachute. He's putting it on with the other, and then he switches in midair. It was just absurd to watch. It's all over the internet. You guys can watch it. Speaking of all over the internet, story today in The Athletic, Sam Amick talking to a general manager who predicts to The Athletic and Sam Amick that if the Heat beat the Bucks in this series, and it's 90-86 Miami in the third quarter, as they're heading to the fourth, that Giannis will go there. Now, Momo, you and I, not that long ago, had some conversations about some of the teams that I think will be in the running for Giannis when he's a free agent next year, which is, in theory, a year or so from now. Who do you think those serious candidates are?
Oh, man, you got to get me in trouble.
No, no, no. Hold on. Let me preface this. Let me preface this. This is just us recklessly speculating. There's no reporting being done here. This no aggregation, please. We are just having a reckless look, we could all do this. It just we know he's got cap space, so that makes that part of it easy, right? The Lakers will have cap space. The Warriors may not, but he's been linked to them. Clearly the Heat will have cap space. In 21. So those are three right away, and obviously Milwaukee. But are there any other teams that you think maybe that could be in that mix?
Look, the biggest question is not whether Giannis is going to become a free agent. It's whether somebody's going to trade for him before he can become a free agent.
Okay.
Right? So first we have to answer that. I don't know if Milwaukee – oh, this could not have lined up worse for Milwaukee, right? This year being this year, this was the – if it would have been a normal season, a normal playoffs, you know, maybe they, you know, I don't know how these playoffs are affecting, but they lost home court advantage, clearly, and that hurts them. If they win it this year in the bubble, I think it helps them retain him. But this is the year they can offer him a Supermax contract. And if he declines that extension after this year, so that's going to be really short. We don't even know when free agency is going to be. It's sometime in October, probably,
right?
Maybe November, but how can we even have free agency if we don't know what the new salary cap's going to be? And we got a lot of things to decide before we get that to that point. Once we get there, then we can, if he turns that Supermax extension down, and now you have to talk if you are the, what, are you looking at the game?
No, I'm saying if that happens, he turns the Supermax down, everybody's going to be throwing a party, going like, it's Greek Freak time, oppa!
Right, but I mean, he probably should turn it down just based on what's going to happen to the revenues this year.
Correct.
I mean, it's not going to be this, like, he probably should wait another year to see what happens and see if we get fans back next year. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons he could turn it down, but if he turns it down, Milwaukee's got to sit there and make a very tough decision. Yeah. Do you keep him on your team all year long next year and try to win it, and maybe that convinces him to stay, or do you have to entertain offers?
LZ,
let's not even talk about free agents. We got to talk about going to trade for him first.
That's a good point. LZ, what do you think? What would you do if you were the Bucks? We've seen the Cavs screw that up with LeBron, right? In theory, right? We saw what happened to the Thunder. What would you do? Would you trade him if there was even an inkling that you think that he could go elsewhere?
Well, if he turns down the Supermax, it's not an inkling, right? It's a heads up. So I would probably, if I were in charge, I would go to him and ask, before even the Supermax, if they don't have confetti on his shoulder, before I even offer him a deal, I would ask him, what does he think the team needs? And if he gives you sensible, well thought out responses, then I have faith in thinking he wants to stay. But if he mumbles and says, I don't know, and he's frustrated, that means he's up in his feelings and he might be looking to make a move. In which case, I would probably look at the lottery and ask myself, which of the top five teams may have disgruntled players that we can purge and try to get some kind of deal going? That's what I would do. But my first order of business is to check where his head is and to see if he's like, oh, man, we're right there. All we need is blah, 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 blah. If he says that, then I'm feeling kind of good. But if he's upset and not giving me an answer or saying it's your job to figure it out, or what does coach say we need or something like that, then you're in problems.
Yeah. Greg,
but Giannis strikes me, though, as the kind of guy who's looking to stay.
I think so, too. I think he's looking for reasons to stay, but he's going to want to win a championship, and I think that's going to play a big role here. Greg wants to weigh in, of course. Go ahead, Greg.
Just like every other great player in the NBA, he is a hashtag future Laker.
my goodness.
I do think the Lakers will be in the mix for sure. I think, honestly, that's where – and Momo, maybe I'm wrong. I think the LeBron thing plays against them there.
Yeah, how's that going to work? I mean, are you saying like LeBron would be with him or they would team
up? I think all of it, right? I think that him and LeBron on the same team, like, I don't see that.
No.
Why not?
Yeah,
why don't they do that?
Why not?
I don't see it. Just from the personalities, I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see that either. I think Giannis is more of a Kawhi type. Like, he wants to do his own thing. I don't think he wants to be a follower. The team that has the best offer to make, and it has been this team, and every time I mention this, people in Milwaukee freak out, okay? But the Golden State Warriors can make the best offer.
Yeah.
They can make the best offer. It's what it is.
From a trade,
Miami can make a pretty – yeah, okay, wait. I'm going to throw – you asked for teams, okay?
Yeah.
The other teams that I think you cannot overlook – you cannot overlook the Toronto Raptors, Masai Ujiri, okay, with his background and from Africa and knowing Giannis. He wanted to draft him in that draft. He tried to trade up and get him, but then there was a weird thing that happened with Oklahoma City and he couldn't trade with him. Anyway, it's a long story. That's one. Miami, obviously, they don't even hide it, right? They're saving cap space for the summer that Giannis becomes a free agent. They don't even hide that.
They only have Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero on the books that summer.
Right, and they also have some good young players. So if you are the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis turns down your Supermax and you have to think about trades, I don't think you want guys in the lottery this year. This draft sucks. I think you want people with future assets. Right. I think the 21 draft is way better. There's a lot of really good players in that 21 draft.
Is that
and
the draft?
You want some
real quick. Is that the, are we expecting the high school kids then, or is that 22?
I think that's 22, but because 21, the top player in 21 is a kid named Jalen Green, who is going
to
play.
Oh yeah,
that
went to the G League. Right. Yeah. Here in LA. Yeah.
Here in LA. So yeah. there's a bunch of guys in that draft that are seen as like, that's going to be a really strong draft. I think you want 21 picks, but I think you also want young, established players. Like, you want that kind of trade that the Pacers got for Paul George, where they got Oladipo and Sabonis, two future All-Stars.
Right.
Okay. You need that kind of return. And right now, the team that you look at that has that to offer is the Warriors, right? I mean, probably would include Klay Thompson, which I don't, that's scary, but you'd probably have to do that. And a lottery pick this year and some good young players that they drafted and developed. I think you look at everybody though. I think you look at Atlanta, look at some of their good young players.
Yeah.
But, and some of their draft assets. Boston Celtics still have a lot of draft picks, still have a lot of good young players. Yeah. I mean, if Giannis is available, the possibilities are endless.
Yes. Yeah. By the way, Michael's not going to love Michael. I'm telling you now, if Klay gets traded to Milwaukee, there's no direct flights from LA. I'm just letting you know. I've had to make that trip before. Even recently. So there were no direct flights. Michael's not going to love that if that happens. 877-710-ESPN. Let me grab Ali in the OC. What's up, Ali? Hello?
Let's go to
Matt. Matt in L.A.
Yo, what up, George? What up, LZ?
What up?
What up? Right.
So, I just wanted to talk about who I wanted more, the Thunder or the Rockets. I want the Thunder because it's going to be easier for the Lakers. You know, I feel they have an advantage in all aspects. But between them two, I feel like the Thunder are going to win because I feel like there's some mental aspect to the game with Russell Westbrook and James Harden, maybe because, you know, since Chris Paul left to the Thunder and then Russell Westbrook, you know, I think they're both, they got this like mental thing and I feel like they melt under pressure. So that's why I feel like the Thunder are going to be up on that series. And then also the advantage of Steven Adams. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about is Giannis. I feel like he has a chance to come to LA because people are forgetting about Kostas Antetokounmpo, his little bro. And I feel like that's another like little asset that the Lakers got, which was a smart move because, you know, if Giannis comes to L.A., then for sure his brothers could get another contract with the Lakers just like to keep him happy, you know. So that's just a little thing I wanted to share out.
All right, Matt, thank you for the call. Stay healthy, stay safe. Let's address the Kostas part of this on the other side, Momo, because I'm sure you'd have some thoughts on that, and LZ will have as well. So we'll get to that. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll get back to that in 2 minutes. Plus, again, keep it coming. I promise we'll get more calls at 877-710-ESPN. Who do you want to see? Who do you want the Lakers to play? Who do you want to win tonight, Game 7? We'll get to that in just a second.